gold-plated diapers.
Hey, Jellyheads, and welcome to another episode of Flap Doodle Forum! The show where we discuss strange occurrences in society and culture.
Provide our insight and feedback for you to enjoy.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're I'm Lucas Wilson.
And I'm Matt Buckland.
And we're here to bring you some strange, weird news.
Unusual.
Goodness.
Exciting.
Delicious, strange
amazing.
Things. Amazing things. So do you have something interesting today, Matt?
Of course, I always do. Do you?
I think I do.
You think you do, or yeah. You know you do?
Well, you know, it'll be up to you whether or not you...
Well, is it interesting to you?
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't have picked it if it wasn't. Kind of reminds me of, like the third or second episode we did.
Why is that?
You'll see.
Okay. Go ahead.
So, should we flip a coin again, see who goes first?
Wow, you have the quarter ready and everything.
Yeah.
You planned this. Okay.
Oop.
Oh, whoa. Tails.
No. I didn't even flip it.
All right.
Did not even flip it.
All right, let's do a redo here. Whatever it is,
my kingdom.
I call tails this time.
Tails.
All right. So that means I pick you to go first.
To see who picks,
works,
who goes?
Right? Of course. Because then I won the coin toss, so I should get the pick.
All right. Northampton clown strikes again with another spooky visitation.
Ooh, I heard about this. This was all over Facebook.
This is on Northampton News. Northampton-news-hp.co.uk, written by Steve Scholes. The sinister clown that has been appearing in Northampton streets made another visual last night. It was pictured in the trademark white makeup and red wig on St. Michael's Road, waving forlornly with a clown teddy hanging from his other hand. The appearance came after a posting on the Facebook page, Spot Northampton's Clown, promised the clown would be in town. He said, "To prove I'm real to all the lovers and doubters, I'll see you in town today. Keep those eyes peeled." So far, the clown has been seen in the Kingsley and Abington areas of the town of St. Michael's Road, is in the town center. The clown has become a sensation on social media with thousands of likes on its Facebook page since it was opened in Friday the 13th. Many commenters are finding the clown scary. Kelly Keane was typical of many. "You've been spotted now! Get out of the clown suit and start acting like a grown-up that you're supposing you are and stop scaring people, as some people do have real fears of clowns and you are terrorizing them despite what you might say." Her comment came under a posting from the clown, which read, "It's not me in the papers. I don't terrorize people. I just want to be spotted." And then Twitter has tons of comments. He's been spotted. There is a picture of him here with that teddy bear just standing in the street waving. And here's some other shots of him with some balloons waving. Another shot of him on the street. He is a very creepy looking clown.
I see that.
But this reminds me
of the clown story I had.
Clown story you had
way
back. Yeah, it was like the second or third episode. Mayan Virgin Clown Dog.
Yes. I didn't remember the name of the episode.
It was before 2012.
Was it? No. Was it?
It had to be, because Bubba was talking about how it was before December 2012, actually. So it was in 2012. It was before December 2012.
Okay.
Because Bubba was going all like... He had his mind story.
Yes,
yeah.
You're right. It was
and
last year.
And the page died.
Uh-oh.
So, Matt.
Do you think there's a connection?
Well, this one seems to be in England and the other clown for hire is in the U.S.
It was? I thought it was also like England or Europe.
No, I think it was in the U.S. I mean, I can go back to our website and check.
Let's check.
PsychoJellyfish.com.
Let's do a little research on our website.
PsychoJellyfish.com.
Gonna have to go way back.
Page one. A Flappadoodle Forum. Come on.
Great Flappadoodly.
Mind Virgin Clown Dog. It was the second episode.
Wow. Well, if you don't count...
Oh, wait, there's no link there. That's weird.
If you don't count Pat's
episode.
Yeah, the lost episode of Flappadoodle.
These ones don't seem like they were that long ago. Like, I don't remember. This is the one that just...
Yeah, that's when Bubba and I took over for you.
Okay. Oh, anyway. So how would you feel if there was a clown just kind of like at night, like lurking your neighborhood, and you would just see it? You don't
that
know who it is, and
terrifying.
It's just, like, just walking, you see him. Like, you would look out your window. He's not doing anything wrong, just kind of walking down the street with, like, some balloons in his hand. And, like, you look, and he, like, looks over, spots you in the window, and goes, waves his hand.
Absolutely horrifying.
What like, would you do, man?
That's something out of a horror movie. I'd hide. I don't know. I'd probably keep my eye on him until he left.
It's almost like a Slender Man thing. Just kind of it's like, standing there in the dark.
I want to know, like, what this guy's motivations are. Like, I know he said that he just wants to be spotted, but, like, it takes a crazy state of mind to, like, dress up and put that much effort into looking like a scary freaking clown and then just stalk the streets at night or whatever.
Would you do it?
No.
Would you be more like, la la la?
He seems to be, like, on his own personal mission. This guy just seems to want to scare people.
That's not his own personal mission?
A personal mission that doesn't scare the crap out of people and isn't intentionally trying to do that.
Do you think this guy should be taken off the streets?
I mean, technically he isn't really breaking any laws, is he?
No, just like La Loyon.
He's just...
His presence and his outfit is just scaring people.
Just startling. But, like, La Loyon is just in the forests, you know? Like, that's an uninhabited area. This clown dude is in, like,
but it seems to be a popular, you know, hiking area where families go.
Alright. Still, I don't know. It's freaky. I mean, the guy is... He has his own right to do that, I guess, if he really wants to, but I'm glad it's not in the U.S., let me just say that. But it seems to be popular, right? Like, he's got a Facebook page with, like, a ton of likes and stuff.
Now, there's just people that want to know where he is?
Could be.
I just want to know. They're cheering this clown on, man. Do you think he made the page?
I'm not sure. I mean, maybe. There isn't enough...
How come that clown has thousands of followers and we don't?
Because we aren't as provocative.
All right, jellyheads, go give us our Facebook page a like. Like a jellyfish.
Well, I mean, yeah. We gotta get to, like... we have to reach a certain critical mass, and then I feel like we're just gonna blow up and get, like, millions of likes.
Nice.
And then all of our hard work will have paid off.
Just like this clown.
Yep. What would you do if you saw a terrifying clown?
I don't know, man.
Run?
I think if I did, like, look out the window and there was this clown...
What if you were just walking on the street and you saw that clown coming your way?
At night?
Let's say dusk.
Dusk? That's what,
like
it feels
enough.
Like maybe that guy would be going to or from a party at dusk. But if it's like, you know, say I'm going for like, you know.
That guy coming from
like
a party? There's no Stephen King It style clown going to any of those parties, let me tell you. That clown is not at any parties.
He is
unless
now.
Unless it's a freak show
especially
party.
Especially with October upon us, man. Halloween
All
season.
All right, okay. What if it was night and you saw him coming to you?
Yeah, about sad at night, going for a walk. Maybe it's like, you know.
And he's holding the teddy bear and just
yeah,
grimacing at you.
No, I think the balloons would be scarier than the teddy bear.
Yeah, that's pretty freaky.
And I would be terrified, man. I would.
Would
I
you would, go the other way?
I'd
would
be
you?
Afraid that he'd have like a knife with him. I'd probably like pass him suspiciously, getting like just ready to bolt. Because it can't be
you know
easy
what?
For him to chase somebody in that outfit.
If I encountered him on the street, I wouldn't run. I wouldn't ignore him. I'd just be like, what is your deal? Like, why are you doing this? I'd want to know more about this guy.
So you'd be like, hey, clown dude.
Yeah. I'd accost him.
Why are you clowning around?
That was corny.
Well, Matt.
Am I up to bat?
Guess you are up to smat.
Next topic!
Well, Lucas, I am taking care of science and technology duty
Whoa,
today.
Whoa, we flipped.
It's usually the other way around, Mr. IO9 man.
Haven't gotten anything too remarkable lately.
This article... Oh, when was that article published?
This one?
The one that you used, yeah.
Clown one? The 15th?
Okay. This article was published September 16th on the Wall Street Journal. It's called, No Flight of Fancy, the Jetpack is Coming from New Zealand.
What?
Now I'm going to read some chunks verbatim from the article here.
Some chunks verbatim?
Some chunks verbatim.
Yeah. I was hoping you were going to read it in the voice of Trunks.
I can't do that. Anyway, as standard gear for James Bond and Buzz Lightyear, jetpacks have long captured the public imagination as a way to dodge traffic jams and Cold War villains. Among the world's aviation regulators, they have been dismissed as a flight of fancy that didn't require any special rules. But a planned launch of a jetpack in New Zealand next year has bureaucrats scratching their heads, particularly as the machines makers say the thing can travel up to 7,000 feet in the air at speeds of 50 miles an hour. Think of it as a motorcycle in the sky, says Peter Coker, chief executive of Martin Aircraft Co. Limited, which has spent 30 years developing the Martin jetpack here. The Martin jetpack is unique in that it is not rocket-powered, but has a gasoline engine driving twin-ducted fans. The latest P-12 model prototype, a far sleeker and shinier model than earlier versions, will allow a pilot to fly for up to half an hour.
Half an hour.
New Zealand is taking the prospect of jetpacks in its airspace seriously, even though the product's price, more than $150,000, means that just a few dozen have been reserved. Most of those are going to overseas customers.
Only half an hour.
So I guess all these different government agencies and legislators are trying to figure out how to regulate this thing. Because it's not an airplane, obviously. It's not a helicopter. And it's not a jetpack.
Rotopack.
Mr. Kenny says, it's a misnomer to call it a jetpack because it is a ducted fan. It's a lift device, really. When we looked at our rules, micro-light was the closest, referring to a lightweight craft for one or two passengers.
Like those planes with the glider wings?
Yeah. So I guess what's probably going to happen is if you want to be able to fly one of these things, you need to be licensed, and there are going to be some other regulations.
Now, you can only fly for half an hour. I mean, that's much better than, like, the 60 seconds you got with, like, a jetpack.
Yeah. I want to fly one, man. Like, obviously, I'm not going to be able to spend $150,000
on
one.
Do you think you could get from here to work?
50 miles an hour? Yeah.
50 miles an hour for half an hour.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it takes me 15 minutes to get to work now, and then you'd be dodging all the traffic. You'd be able to take
a straight route. Line, so yeah. You could get there faster than half an hour.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I could probably get there in 5 minutes.
5 minutes? Maybe 10 minutes. You could probably go to and from work on one tank, maybe.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
I wonder what its fuel efficiency is, though. Like, how many gallons of gasoline you need in order to power this thing?
I don't know, man. I mean, like, having that half an hour window, though, makes me nervous. It's like, I'd be afraid to be up there and all of a sudden I'd just lose.
Run out of gas. Yeah. There's got to be like some sort of fail-safe, I would hope. Like a reserve tank or something, I don't know.
Big sphere of airbags surrounds you. Like in the Mars rovers.
Or like a parachute like sprouts out of it if you start falling or something. I would hope there's some sort of way so your engine or whatever doesn't just die in midair and you go crashing down without any protection at all.
Now, if you had like $400 million, would you buy one of these?
Oh, absolutely.
And then would you just start taking it to work?
I'd probably test it first. Like I'd fly like half a mile and back just
fly
to see it work. Then a mile and back, then 2 miles, just to like make sure that like I can handle it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd use it for like more things. But I've always wanted to fly. That's like one of my dreams. You know, like
yeah,
I want to be like just without any sort of like you know airplane or anything like that, just be singularly flying through the air, like just looking down on everything, and I think that would be really awesome.
Yeah. Have you ever like seen like the History Channel, something like that? This one kind of like a personal transportation mode that the military worked on once. It was like a platform that you stood on that kind of like surrounded you like a tube,
mm-hmm.
and like you piloted it by like just kind of leaning in the direction you wanted to go, and it just kind of like hovered.
Were they actually made?
Yeah, there were some working ones.
That's awesome.
They weren't, it was just the experimental models, though. So.
I think I prefer this jetpack thing, though.
Yeah. Well, that thing's kind of, either one sounds kind of
this
cool.
Jetpack one is, like, more, like, you're completely free, you know? Like, if you're standing on a platform, you're not really, like, your legs aren't dangling, and you're not, you don't have that feeling of freedom, I guess.
Do you think they'll improve the fuel economy on this?
I hope they improve the price first. Like, if this thing was $10,000 or $15,000, I'd definitely buy one.
Right now,
get it down to that price point.
If it was $10,000 or $15,000 right now, would you?
I mean, I'm not gonna pay for it out of pocket. I'd finance it or something. But yeah, I'd buy one.
Be nice if it had like maybe like a 3 hour
like for
flight.
Filmmaking purposes. Think of like all the aerial shots we could do with that and everything. That'd be awesome.
That's a good point, man. I'd love that if I could just. That'd be great if you just take that. Fly up to Maine or something like that.
I'd mount like a GoPro on my head and just like get some video of that.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. But I think it'll be a while before they're able to travel to Maine and, you know, it's kind of far.
I mean, if ever. I mean, it's too bad you can't get it now because it's when there's no rules about it. So you can just fly wherever you want to go. Like, who knows what's going to force you down?
They haven't passed any legislation about it.
Yeah. As long as you don't fly over the airport or a military base, I think you're cool.
Oh my God.
Let's hope there's no malfunction. You fall on a power line.
That would suck, or like you're traveling over a lake or something and you like fall into that.
That would be better than anywhere else.
If you can swim.
I can definitely swim.
If you're in the middle of like Lake Superior, I mean, I don't know if, where you're going to swim to.
Yeah, that's a problem. It's like an ocean.
But yeah, that's my story. Would you ever buy one of these?
Are you sticking to it?
If I had the money, man, I would be tempted to buy it. Because I hate commuting to and from work. I
hate traffic.
And then everybody I visit lives far away. But this could, like, you know, not having to deal with those roads or traffic, you could just zip right on over. Even 55 miles per hour, you're still probably going to get there sooner than a car, because the car has to make all these, like, you know, the roads take all these detours and stuff, man. You could just go whoosh, whoosh.
Yep. Plus, you don't have to worry about, like, construction going on the roads and traffic jams and all this other crap.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
So, yeah, I like the idea.
Thinking, like, would you... Could you, like, land it in, like, a parking space?
Land it on a rooftop or something?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Like, you know, if I'm sitting here and, like, I want to go work out at the gym, fly over to Planet Fitness.
That'd be sweet if they have, like, a special, like, rooftop entrance for, like, jetpack people. Where, like, everybody kind of, like, lands there.
Yeah.
Congregates.
I know there's, like, there's a fire escape that goes, it's in the back of my office, but it goes to the roof, too.
Uh-huh.
But I think the roof is slanted. I don't know if I could go there.
I don't think that would work, man, unless they built, like, a platform on there or something.
Just for me.
And put up some jetpack racks.
Just for me. Yeah, but I would become a valuable asset, because then we could get all these aerial shots at work. Yeah.
The future's going to be awesome.
Yeah, man. Where's my jetpack?
It's not mass market
yet. Will you
yet.
Give me one, man?
No. Sorry. If I was a millionaire, I might.
Thanks, man.
But I'm not.
Well, when you are?
So until I am, you should not expect any jetpacks.
Well,
from me.
I'm going to hold that to you, man. If you become a millionaire...
Well, at that point, they're probably going to be lower priced, so...
I don't care. You're going to get me you're going to get one of those rotopacks.
All right. As long as I'm like a multi-millionaire. Might be able to afford that.
Thanks, man.
That's what friends are for.
Yeah.
Getting each other jetpacks so they can fly around. What more could you ask for?
So, that's what you and I have. We need to start bringing Bubba back.
We've been Bubba-less for too long.
Yeah, we need Bubba's. We need like a third.
I want an update on the whole ice cream truck wars.
Yeah, he gave us two. Yeah.
Yeah, two stories on it.
Yeah.
Oh, and I think I read another update in the paper on it too. Like, did I tell you about this?
No.
Joe Snowcone or who's the other guy? Mr. Dingling?
Yep.
One of them got like arrested for DWI or something.
Which one? The one that's been arrested already for harassment?
Can't remember.
I think Joe Snowcone is the one that's going under, because he's the one that's acting crazy.
Yeah, it might have been him. Yeah, it adds another layer of drama to this whole thing.
It's the dumbest.
Yeah, it's just, it's out of control.
It's going to spawn a whole new reality series on TLC called Ice Cream Wars.
Why not? They've done everything else.
Well, Jellyheads, thanks for listening to this episode of Flap Doodle Form. We've been your hosts, Lucas Wilson and
Matt Buckley.
If you enjoyed this episode, I suggest you hop to our website at sucklejellyfish.com to find this and other podcasts. You can also subscribe to us on iTunes and podcast apps. Please rate and review. It really helps us out. And if you're a fan, you want to help spread the madness, give us a like at facebook.com/sucklejellyfish. You can also email us and email at sucklejellyfish.com and get your thoughts, words, comments, questions. And finally, coming up Monday. Psycho Jellyfish's first original video series, Highwaymen.
Episode 1.
Monday night.
It's the biggest event in Psycho Jellyfish history.
7 Eastern.
8 Central. Only on.
That's 6 Central, man.
Is it?
Central's an hour behind us.
Alright, then 6 Central. Stop correcting me on my semantics here. You know what I mean.
Keep it psycho.
So far, the clown has been seen in Kingsley and...
I don't know.
Pick it up.
I don't recognize the number.
So?
I don't pick up numbers I don't recognize.
What if it was someone calling you, telling you that you just won $1 million and you just missed out on it?
I doubt that. If it's important, they'll leave a message.
Okay.
I forgot to turn this on vibrate.
Alright, as you were saying.
Alright.